So, to think about your role in the future, unfortunately, it is likely that there will be other tribunals, maybe not ad hoc, there's the ICC, but other tribunals that will have an office, a section very much like yours, and people working in your role. What would you recommend for those people in their preparation or in the building of that section?
Well, I don't know. I think sometimes 2020 vision is so clear that it would be unfair to say that there's something that should have been done that wasn't done. And I think even the organization has evolved. It's gone through a lot of stages. I mean, now we have a vault where we secure our documents. We have put in place procedures to safeguard the security of our information. It wasn't always like that at the beginning. I mean, if you think about it this way, when you come to a situation of crisis, what do you do? What you're doing is crisis management. And so you're not necessarily thinking in terms of what has to be done. I mean, if I'm sitting today here and I come in as chief of evidence at a time when there is a vault, there are, facilities. I was also lucky that I came in here when there was really nothing. And when there was no vault and documents came from the field, they were registered. There was one of the rooms in the Hotel Amahoro. You've been there. So it used to be a hotel. So they have bathrooms attached to each of the offices. And so that was the most secure place to put the material while it is on transit to The Hague. So there was one room that had, what do you call it? This steel windows, in which case, it was a little bit secure. So what you would do really, there was a bathtub in there that was cleaned, and so that you could put packages there for documents, because it was the only secure place you could find. So I would say if you had to do this again, think about how you're going to store your information. But I couldn't have said that in 1995 or 1996. People were reacting to a crisis. They had to put together a bunch of investigators, send them out into the field. The crime scene even wasn't the same anymore. It was just, it's crisis thinking. And so the documents left, at that point in time, the ICTR shared prosecutor with ICTY. So the ICTY had a vault. So our documents went from Kigali to The Hague. And if we had to use them, they came back from The Hague. So that, for instance, I don't think should happen if there's another tribunal. But I couldn't begin to condemn those who started the tribunal for not thinking about it, because I think now I have a vantage viewpoint that just makes it unfair to do that.
Yes, and I'm not asking you to look to the future and things that you would recommend that they think about early on. And as far as the training and the background for someone in your role, or even just words of wisdom, you're talking about a very crisis-oriented, even today, in a way.
I think for anyone in my role, I would say that first, well, it doesn't always happen that you learn from other people's experience. People prefer to make their own mistakes, but I think I should think that if there was going to be this kind of institution in the future, that there is a template. You shouldn't have to start from the very beginning. You should be able to see. I'm not saying take what ICTR does and conform to it. I'm saying look at what ICTR has done. Look at how they got there and see what you can do, what you can adopt, and what you really don't want to implement. But nobody should be starting from zero point of view, because I think that we have done it. The ICTY has done it. So you can begin to have a template from which you can operate, even if it is the UN who's starting the institution, or let's say it's a country who wants to start prosecutions of this type. There is a template that can serve as a starting point. And for anyone in my role, I'll say that the first thing is, I think that I have a unique advantage because I worked as a case manager. So I was in contact with the first level material. So by the time I became the docs control officer, I knew the material. And now as the chief of evidence, I have carried on, so I think that from that perspective, I am in tune with what is going on. I mean, if you brought somebody, for instance, who is just joining the institution from an information perspective, they probably would do the information perspective better than I would. But in terms of servicing, I think that I had an advantage because I was very familiar with what I was working, what I had to do. I knew the process I had to support, if you know what I mean. Yes.
Thank you.